This is Health Matters with another report on the links between our food supply, the health of our ecosystem, and the health of our bodies. Today's focus, eggs.
We reported on eggs 2 years ago, explaining why they are a great high-protein food. Eggs are an excellent source of cholesterol, but since high cholesterol in the human body causes heart disease, eggs were once demonized as a dangerous cholesterol source.
That was before science refined their understanding of how cholesterol works in the body and why good cholesterol is essential to human health. Science has now determined that the primary source of high cholesterol in humans is saturated fat, another subject we will revisit soon. But getting back to the highly nutritious egg, which is actually good for the heart, it is where your eggs come from that poses the health and ecology questions. Are they harvested from hens kept 24 hours a day in industrial-sized barns filled with narrow wire cages having little or no access to sunlight? Or are they free-range?
Industrial eggs can damage the ecosystems where they're located. Waste matter from industrial eggs farms has serious impacts on local water resources if it is not treated according to stringent standards. As for the possible negative impact of industrial eggs on humans who eat them, one problem has to do with the fact that industrial hens are given hormones and antibiotics.
Hormones and antibiotics are used to stimulate production and to prevent the disease that are inevitable when hens are kept in crowded, unhealthy conditions. But eggs from poultry given antibiotics may contain antibiotic traces. This is evidence that eating animal products containing trace antibiotics may contribute to antibiotic resistance in people. Further, antibiotic resistance microbes are now a growing public health issue, most particularly with respect to staph infections. So there's a double problem. The microbial populations surrounding us have increasing antibiotic resistance, and for some of us, antibiotic medications don't work as well as they should. Antibiotic resistance and weakened immunity due to overuse of antibiotics are considered serious enough that doctors prescribe them with a great deal more caution these days.
Hormones in animal products is another health issue. Our hormonal system is a highly complex set of signals that work in lockstep to keep our organs functioning normally. The introduction of artificial hormones through eating animal products can cause havoc and throw the system off in multiple ways.
One notorious example is the growth of breast tissue in young boys that some experts trace to drinking milk from cows raised on artificial growth hormones. On a more general level, it is thought that girls entering puberty at earlier and earlier ages may be due to the widespread use of hormones in livestock. The link between artificial growth hormones and breast and prostate cancer are still under study. A more recent health issue related to industrial eggs relates to the feed given to hens. Industrial hens are fed corn and soil, and it's highly likely the feed comes from genetically modified crops, known as GMOs for short. Monsanto and Dow Chemical, giants in the manufacture of genetically modified seed, claim there is no danger to human health from GMOs. But details about the destructive impact of GMO crops on other living creatures are piling up.
GMO crops are linked to the dramatic decline of monarch butterflies and to the plummeting honeybee population. GMOs are linked to decreases in beneficial insects, insects that play a role in population and pest control. If GMOs are impacting the health of other creatures, how can their manufacturers claim that humans will not be impacted?
You may think the possible threat to hormones, antibiotic traces, or GMOs does not justify the higher cost of organic or free-range eggs. There is another consideration, however. Eggs from free-range chickens that are not given drugs and chemicals actually contain more nutrients. It only makes sense. The hens eat grass, greens, worms, and insects. They get vitamin D direct from the sun, all of which adds up to an egg that contains 18 vitamins and minerals. Eggs from naturally raised hens cost more, but they offer more nutrition and no health risks. Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.